Hey there, welcome along. This is the 9to5 Google Daily for January 9th, 2020. As usual, it's me, Damien, back with a super quick rundown of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Of course, CES kicked off just a few short days ago, and some of our team are out there enjoying the Las Vegas mega tech event, even stopping by the Google booth to give us all some envy. The booth heavily focuses on the Google Assistant experience, with tons of products that work with the smart home platform, including some yet-to-be-released hardware from the likes of Belkin, TCL, and more. Oh, and of course, there was a slide, which looks fun as hell. Google is testing a new Game of the Day card in the latest Chrome Dev version for Android. The card showcases a new title every few days or so, with the growing library of games you can actually play right from within search. Today's title is the classic Minesweeper and should probably be avoided at all costs if you do have plenty of work to do. In our latest teardown of the YouTube Music app, version 3.47 has seemingly laid bare the groundwork for user library uploading, which as you may know is part of Google Play Music, and of course we're set to bid goodbye to that application at some point in the near future. It's not quite clear when we'll see the feature or if we'll be able to migrate libraries from Google Play Music, but at least there is something going on in the background. Google has announced the 2020 Indie Games Festival contest for European, Japanese, and South Korean developers. The competition celebrates the best independent game developers on the Play Store with a glitzy event for shortlisted devs before the 10 winners are announced on March 2nd, 2020. That means you've got a little while to enter if you do think you've got what it takes to be a winner. And finally, the ill-fated but superb Huawei Mate 30 Pro 5G version is now on sale outside of China for the very first time after being picked up by carriers in UAE. Of course, it comes without Google Mobile services officially, but it is still going on pre-order from January 15th with an actual release date of January 23rd in the Middle Eastern region. Of course, that was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.